I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, big issues, big guest. What an honor. Former State Senator Vince Fumo speaking out the other day. We told you about it. Powerhouse here in Philadelphia. Still a Democrat, I assume. And seeing what Jim Kenney, his former staffer, is doing with the homeless encampment. The homeless over the weekend put up, well, the provocateurs there put up a big sign, Jim Kenney, come and have brunch with us. Let's go to State Senator Vince Fumo here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Senator, welcome to the show.
How are you doing?
Thank you. Long last. You were my substitute teacher at then St. John Newman several times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I gave them probably study period, right?
Yeah. Well, I think there were some tasks we had to do. Yes, Senator. So are you still a Democrat is my first question. I'm asking that because, you know, I know a Vince Fumo Democrat versus, you know, and you were for various policies that I might be on the other side of, but not like what the gang in town now, not like a Krasner, Kenny, and the stuff they're up to.
Yes, you're actually asking me an interesting question. I kind of feel like Ronald Reagan when he said I used to be a Democrat and they took my party from me.
Yes.
I'm starting to feel that way. I'm still a Democrat. Joe Biden's a very good friend of mine. Known him 40 years. His brother-in-law is a partner of mine in some businesses. But and Trump really, really upsets me. But this new radical left that we're starting to see, even in the city of Philadelphia, I mean, I would put Krasner in that. Jimmy wasn't there when he started, but he seems to be over to that side. It's becoming, when they say, socialist Democrat, which I equate almost to communism, although I understand the esoteric differences. But it's really saddened me, and it is a big problem. The other problem for me, and I think other people in the city of Philadelphia, is there's no more Republican Party. When they lost that councilman at large seat to that working women's family thing, whatever it was, that's like the first time in, I don't know, 50, 100 years. That really means that they're in trouble. Next time out, that same party is probably going to take over the county commissioners, you name it. And they are mainly what they call progressives, who are young, spoiled brats, actually. They are bright. They probably originally lived in the suburbs, but they're active and they're intertwined. So they come out and vote. I just was shocked when I saw Larry Farnese lose the Senate seat to a guy who just got here from California 2 years ago.
Yeah, I Bernie mean, Sanders like, guy. Yeah, and Farnese, yeah. Long time, even beat Johnny Dock down there in South Philly. So you get into this. You've been a homeless advocate, put your money where your mouth is and your time, and you see the tough love, I guess I'd call it, of Sister Mary Scullion with the homeless. But you identified, Vince, something that's happening with this encampment. It's not so much the homeless. There are some there legitimately. It's these activists, and a lot of them, 150 of them showed up the other day in black. They're the Antifa/splinter groups that are associated with this. Why would Kenny then, you know him better than anybody, he was your staffer, et cetera, why would he be a laughing stock? Don't say anything then, let them do what they're going to do. Why does he keep giving deadlines and engage in this?
Well, that's one of the things I wrote about in Facebook, so they tore it down, actually. But Jimmy has never been known for his courage. As I called him, and I think it's proper language, I called him a pussy, and he is. This job is beyond his capability. Jimmy's a great mayor when you got to go cut ribbons, go around town like that. But put him into a crisis, he gets lost. He really gets lost. And I think when he got elected with a lot of help from people from de Blasio's office in New York, who were also left-wing radicals. And some of those stayed around him in his, not cabinet, but in his immediate staff. And I think they've got his ear. And, but even if you're a radical left, so you don't give a deadline. You just say, okay, stay here. But you make a fool of yourself, you make a fool of the city, and you certainly make a fool of taxpayers when you see that happen. Now, I don't know why any Philadelphian has to obey any city code anymore. Back with it.
Right, exactly. So Vince Fumo with us here on the Dom Show. So Vince, you then challenge him to a back alley fight. Facebook takes that down. Did you get any response from anybody other than Kenny, Democrat Party or whatever?
You know, this is the third open letter to Jimmy Kenny I've written. I've gotten the least response on this because I think it was only up for a little while. But the other ones I've written, I've gotten 2,000 shares. That's a lot of people. This one I probably got about 100, 150 before they took it down. All positive. I didn't get one negative response. And I think the people in Philadelphia are unbelievably frustrated with this administration. And, you know, it's not just the homeless. It's, as I said, you find me the street in Philadelphia that doesn't have a pothole.
Right.
Anywhere. That's a disgrace. And you know, your car goes over those potholes. It probably cost you, in the end, an extra $500,000 in repairs that you don't even think of. That's an extra tax that you're paying to live in the city.
Yeah, I told my wife that, Vince, one yesterday, and this is Chestnut Hill, where you think it wouldn't happen, right there at the corner, Mermaid Lane and Germantown Avenue. What they do is they put an orange cone in the hole to tell you, don't drive there. There's a cone there.
We don't even get that downtown. We just bag them. That's all. That's what it's about. And so the other thing that scares me is that the new radical left almost has a majority in city council. If they get a majority and Jim Kenny is the mayor, you will be taxed out of your home. They're into these vast social programs. And look, I was a social advocate when I was in the Senate. I brought back $8 billion, with a B, dollars to this region to help a lot of those things. I helped people on welfare, and I helped people that really needed it. But these people are going to come in and just make stuff up. And, you know, you start to spend $100 million here, $100 million there. Well, you got to get it from somewhere. And the only place you're probably going to get it is real estate tax. You're not going to tax wage tax because a lot of their people work, but not many of them own homes.
What are your thoughts on Krasner? Kenny's one thing, but Krasner is a phenomena I have not seen in my time in Philadelphia as far as just deciding he's not going to enforce the law.
I know. And, you know, that makes Philadelphia, his attitude and Jimmy's attitude, makes Philadelphia a mecca for people that want to commit crime and don't want to observe the law. I think Krasner's policy is, first of all, you got to do something that costs more than $500 in damage. So that means I can go around busting car windows, stealing stuff out of cars. I'm still safe because the window only costs $400. And, you know, that's not the way to run a government, sir. And he's sworn to protect us, to protect the citizens of Philadelphia. He's an absolute disgrace in that job. Now, the problem is Soros put up, I think, almost $2 million to help him last time. You throw in $2 million with the, you know, the progressives and all the other crap. It's a tough thing to beat. I've been active in elections for, I don't know, longer than I want to remember, probably 40 years plus. And I remember the toughest thing to do is to get involved in a district attorney's election. Of course, you just can't raise money for it. It doesn't turn people on. A mayor is high visibility. Sure. He can do things for you. The DA isn't going to do anything for you. So it is unbelievably difficult to raise money in that kind of a race. And then you look at the guy's an incumbent, and he's got Soros in back of him. Now, I know there are people considering it. In fact, I met with one of them down here on my porch about a month ago, and I dissuaded him from it because it's almost impossible. Now, I met with another guy about 2 weeks ago who is going to go no matter what. And I think he's got decent financing, but he's got to run the right kind of campaign, and you kind of have to sneak up on Krasner. But it's still going to be very difficult. He's entrenched. And that's a shame. You know, I don't have a problem with Soros. I have a problem with some of his, again, radical left philosophies. But he's doing this all over the country. And the guy's a multi-billionaire. To throw $2 million into this race is like you or I leaving a $2 tip somewhere. And, right. You know, he did it in Delaware County. He's doing it all over the country. Now, the only thing I can figure is that the guy is a refugee from the Nazi concentration camps. And maybe because of that, he doesn't want people, quote, hurt, end of quote. The problem is, if you don't get the guys who are killing people, they're going to continue to kill people. And most of this happens in the African-American and other poor areas of the city.
Absolutely.
And it's unfair, the same way it's unfair to Jimmy, to totally ignore the rights of all the people that live around that place. I live out in Fairmount. And, you know, Von Collin Field, it was great. The kids play little league games every day. They got a league and this and that. And Jimmy tells them, well, be safe when you walk there. I mean, that's not fair. You probably have a couple hundred families. You know, and they're
Vince, I'm so glad to talk with you. To be continued, though. But I'm glad that you're challenging this. And I'm glad that you're considering where this party's going. So please come back again. I want to talk Columbus with you the next time. That's going to be happening again soon.
We're the only city in America that still has a statue standing.
Absolutely. Vince Fumo, thank you, Vince. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.